views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and boy, have we got a lot going on today. Tomorrow is a full moon, so we're going to talk about that full moon in Sagittarius, the energy that it's bringing in. And I worked with angels this week on this particular topic because I wanted the guidance on how we could work with this energy. When we work with the energy versus resisting or trying to go against the energy, it's much more productive in what we're trying to achieve, not just what we want, what we are aligning with for our best outcome. Now, if you're new to the show, this is a metaphysical spirituality show. We talk about angels. We talk about, I have been working with the astrology alignment of the moon cycle in particular, for new moon and full moon recently, because it's got so much information in there that's very helpful right now. We are in a major transition energy in this world today, and we're talking about the energy behind everything. I'm an intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, energy healer. I work with the energy and the root causes of everything the way we have it going on. So that's what I'm all about. I have found that in my personal life, that has made the biggest, most positive changes. And so I'm sharing with you what I've experienced and what I receive. It may or may not be what you hear everywhere else. That's for you to decide whether this resonates with you or not. We also are live video streaming on my YouTube channel at Jen Royster, or I also have it streaming live at my website if you want to go there, jenroyster.com. We have a live video chat over there for those that want to do that. We're also streaming and broadcasting through WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island, and Transformation Talk Radio, our network. So we're, you know, we have it going on everywhere. If you want to call the show, 1-800-930-2819. So we're working with angel guidance for the Sagittarius full moon that comes in tomorrow on June 9. And what a great timing for the show, right? And I have a lot to share with you because there's all kinds of stuff going on. For one, and oh, by the way, we do have some activity in the chat. So let me say hello quickly to the video chat people. Welcome over there if you're watching the video stream. Welcome. Hello, Angelina. And we have Antonella. Hello. And I'm trying to read all these really quick. So I just want to say hello to everyone and welcome. It's great to see you guys over there and enjoy the show together. Now, the Sagittarius full moon, Sagittarians, a Sagittarius energy is a fire sign. Like Taurus is an earth sign, you know, and we have different water signs, and we have earth, water, fire, and air, you know, thinking, and the heady, you know, analytical type. That was really a lot of what was in the Gemini. And so this particular moon being Sagittarius, it has the fire. Aries is a fire, just to give you an example. It has fire, you know. Now, fiery energy is positive when we go optimistic with that. This moon has a lot that it will motivate you in. It will motivate a lot. I have notes I'm going to start reading so I don't miss anything here. It has a lot of energy where it's going to motivate you through your emotions, okay? It's going to feel intense. And for some of you that, you know, have a tendency to see the worst case scenario first, you might find this to be a little bit challenging. And I want to focus on how this can be very optimistic for you in this energy, because the angels are supporting us. The angels are supporting us in a huge way to make the most of this, to make those changes. We're halfway into this 2017 year of change, and it's not going to let up. It's just pushing us, and it's pushing us positively if we were willing to see that. We're not always willing to see the positives in the challenges and how it's pushing us out of the comfort zone. Well, it's definitely doing that. I mean, it brings optimism in the motivation. This fiery, proactive energy is very optimistic. Now, some of the stuff that I've been reading out there, it'll talk about, ooh, you're going to have these big challenges in your relationships, and you're going to have this and you're going to have that. Yeah, you could if you want to focus that way. But what if these challenges that you are experiencing in life are here to bring something better in, to shift it, to change it, to actually bring you into a positive? So I'm seeing it in a very positive way, and that's what I want to share with you today. There's so much going on with this that, you know, I truly want everyone to know that life can be very positive when you want to go there. So, for example, you know, we have the challenges with the show sometimes with streaming or video, or like, you know, we're trying to do it in so many places. And so we always have backups of the backups. So guys, if you're finding that something's going on anywhere at all with any of it, we always fix that later. So I just want you to know that. Some of the things that happen in life just happen because they need to happen. You know, we go through these things because that's it. And I want you to know that the motivation here with these messages coming through, it's strong. It's going to bring our attention into emotions. It's going to bring it in to where you're just not going to be satisfied. You're just not going to feel like you can, you're just not going to feel it unless you make this. That's where it can feel bumpy if you don't like what you're receiving, but it's still pushing you to do that. This Sagittarius will help you just go, I just can't resist this anymore. I just can't. I just have to go with this. I have to do it. I am so done with this being such a challenge. So I want you to think about that. It will bring in so much more for you. Now, it's also bringing in this energy with love. It can feel like tough love. It can feel like, ooh, I don't know. You know, it can feel like tough love. But it can feel absolutely amazing when we finally just go, you know what? What have I got to lose? I'm not very happy trying to resist this change. So what if I just went ahead and went with it? Now, some of the challenges people are experiencing are, you know, whether it's finance, receiving and believing that you deserve abundance. The other ones are relationships, like this relationship isn't working or this isn't fitting for me anymore. You have to look at the frequency and the alignment, because when we are aligning to our true self, now we align to what we deserve in our life. It will bring in whatever we're putting out. So if we're resisting what we really do want, then how can it ever come in? How can it ever come in? Have you ever thought about that? How can it ever come in if we resist it? So think about that, okay? Think about that. We have a lot going on here. We have email that we want to read today. We have We have it looks like some of the video streams going back and forth, guys. Hang in there. I'm recording it as a backup. I'll put the whole thing up later if we run into a problem. Sometimes it does that. I have people that have been watching my show for years. We have always experienced when we work with energy, some kind of interesting something happens with the internet. And we couldn't have any faster streaming than I have here. It's crazy. So I've just learned to accept whatever happens, happens. I have extra backups, but we do what we got to do. And I'm putting it out there. So we have to know that sometimes things just aren't going to be perfect or the way we expect. And we have to be okay with that. We've gone through everything. We have all the brand new everything here, and we still will have things happen. It's just the way it is. This year in particular has really been yanking our chain with some of that stuff. So I've had to learn how to be okay with that, and I just still keep going. I don't give up because it's not perfect. I just keep going anyway. So I hope that I can give you that and help you understand that. So this Sagittarius full moon is no joke bringing it. And it's going to bring you to a fruition that you've been waiting for if you're willing to go there. So that's what we're talking about. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll keep powering on. We're going to look at some angel guidance for this Sagittarius fiery full moon. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And we will be right back after the break.
Tune in to the hit show Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Treat the body and expand the soul on June 1st with Lynn Brown. In this all-inclusive retreat, you'll treat your body with breakout sessions in the various elements of nature. Enjoy fireside chats while harnessing the healing energy of fire. Allow more light with more ease and activate that connection between the body and spirit. Call 206-931-7356 or visit lynnmbrown.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship, this hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
welcome back. We are live. You are listening to the Jen Royster Show if you are just tuning in. And you know what? We're talking about the fiery Sagittarius moon that's coming. It's a full moon coming on June 9th, which is tomorrow. I believe for my time zone, Eastern, it's at 3:15 p.m. That would be 12:15. I think I'm right on that. I'll have to double check. You're going to want to look for your time zone. I know we have people that listen from all over the world. So some of you are going to be way ahead of me. It'll be a lot earlier for you. I want to check for that. And what I do when the full moons come in, is I like to know what time they're actually going to be in their full moon state. I usually feel them about a week out ahead. And by the time it gets here, it's like been through all of it that was bringing. I think everybody feels it that way, but that's what happens to me a lot. Now, when the time is there and it's like, okay, say it comes in at 3:15, I like to stop for a moment and acknowledge it because it gives me so much. It gives me so much awareness. I'm acknowledging it. I'm going into receive mode. And this is just something I do personally. Now, part of what's happening with this moon is what I want to get into now. Okay, guys, so let's look at that. First of all, very strong. It's a very strong, fiery energy, like I was saying. Okay, I've got my notes here, so let's look at that. Now, the optimism is a very important part. I brought it up earlier. It's transformative. It's intense, but intense in an optimistic way. Some people, a natural response, if you've had a tough life, or you are one of the light workers, or you're an empathic person, and you really feel things at a little higher sensitivity, an immediate response would be defensive when you feel the intensity of this energy. You don't want to turn away from this energy. This energy comes in with this divine love power that it's kind of like a... This is how it felt to me, and this is the best way I can explain it. It came in like a superhero, really, if you want to think and put it into some kind of visual. It came in like whatever it is allowed to cross upon and move into, there's healing, and it will happen. So we can resist it because our free will is never violated. But the angels are encouraging, and that was one of the biggest things that, and I did ask because I felt like some people are going to be a little bit afraid of this intensity. And Michael came through, Archangel Michael, because he's all about don't be afraid, don't be afraid. He came in and he said, encourage them to not turn away from this one. This one is going to, people are going to be responding and reacting in all kinds of ways. There are going to be a lot of reactions, which you see, and we have been seeing them this week. And my heart goes out to so much going on out there. But I want to tell you, you don't have to react. You can go into a response mode. And why are we afraid to receive love? Love isn't going to hurt you. It's going to heal you. It may show us some things some truth. Like, oh, wow, I didn't see it that way before. Oh my, you know, that kind of thing. It may do that, but then you see that it comes through. And when it comes through, I mean, it supports you in a way that will change your life. And you may see things fall away. You may see things that completely are brand new. And that was another validation I got this week about the brand new. Here's, you know, last week I talked about, I saw the tiny little baby dragonfly and the tiny little baby praying mantis and all these things about transformation, which was so cool, and change, big change. Well, it's not like I'm the only person that's ever seen a tiny little baby insect, okay? Usually I see them in a full size, and these were only like an inch long. Well, yesterday, while I was working on this and kind of getting in tune with what I was going to share with you, again, another little tiny baby came along, and it was the bee, the bumblebee. And I love that I see all these creatures around. I do a lot of organic gardening, and they feel very welcome here, and they know they're safe here. We have a bird nest every year that is always in my potted plants. And so I make sure I don't disturb her while she's bringing up her new family. But I'm glad that they feel safe here. But the baby bumblebee, what is that? Well, I mean, we're talking really little. Okay. You know, that was even smaller. I mean, I almost didn't realize it was. And I'm so glad that I didn't, you know, swat it away. And I thought, what is this about? Well, a bee is a symbol of they work, they're busy. They work, they work, they work. They're busy, busy, busy. The tiny baby things that I keep seeing is the universe letting me know, and they're answering my questions to share with you. We're going to be busy. We're going to be busy, okay? You're going to be busy. If you accept this new energy and you go with this one, you're going to be busy, but in a new way. It'll be new. It'll be different, but you will be busy. It won't be like you're giving everything up and you're going to be sitting around like, I don't know what to do now. Oh, no, it won't be like that. And I thought, wow, another one. That is not, I mean, in my whole life, I've never seen that. So I knew those were messages and responses and answers because I get a lot of information that way. I have tuned into nature, into animals, insects, whatever it is, plants, it doesn't matter, for the universe to respond and answer me, the angels as well. And they do all the time. It's very consistent. If I'm not sure what they're saying, they will validate it and give it to me again. So I feel very blessed that I can do that. And I'm sharing that with you because sometimes we're just stepping right over our answers that are coming to us. We just don't recognize them or we don't see them. And it's a simple matter of actually being in a place where you can hear them and listen to them and actually pay attention to it. It's not insignificant. Not if it brings you joy. Not if it's the important message you've been looking for, because the message is for you. When I ask specifically for the show or what I'm going to share with you, and then they come in, so see, you know, that's what that is. So this energy is going to be like it has to do a lot with Saturn. And Saturn can be a bit stern. As a teacher, it can be, you know, strict. And that is nothing to be afraid of. It's more of a, okay, they're going to make me toe the line. This energy is like that. That's nothing to be afraid of. That's not negative. We've been riding it a little bit here. Now it's time to get busy. It's time to get busy living a new life in a new energy and embracing it. Not to be afraid of it. Sometimes we just have to dive in, not be afraid we're making a mistake. Let me tell you what. I feel like that every week sometimes when I do this show live. There's always something, you know. And that doesn't mean it's negative. That doesn't mean that. It just means that's the way it is. It's to help me not be a perfectionist. And that is something that I grew up with. Like, you know, I was taught, I was stressed if I wasn't perfect, that kind of thing. And I had to really get out of that. This, you know, when it's live, it's live. And it is what it is, right? And, you know, we have plans in place and we do our very best. But if, you know, something happens, we have a backup and we fix it. You know, I sometimes spend all afternoon radio show day is a full day. You wouldn't think so when it's just an hour that we're on. It's an entire day, 2 or 3 hours in the morning getting ready, usually 2 or 3 hours after getting it set up for you and making sure that we fix anything that might have been difficult. And you know what? I love it. And I've been doing it 7 years now because I love sharing with you. This is a giving from my heart because I want you to have whatever I'm sharing. I want to share that in joy with you. If you don't like it, then you don't. That's okay. Accept everything I'm saying. What I'm sharing is that I'm being free to be who I truly am, and I am sharing it. I'm not hiding that anymore. That's what this is about for you, to feel what that might be like. And I hope that that inspires you to do the same. Go out and be who you really are. You don't have to be like me. You don't have to feel the same way I do. But if it inspires you to go out and make your mark in a positive way, then I feel like I've done what I came here to do. That's when I feel like I've made a difference. So that's why I do this and I keep doing this. Even though it challenges, I still do it. Now, what's some of the stuff that this is going to be bringing to us? Now, It is the intensity. Okay, I told you that. It's also got a wisdom, and it will expand you further than you might be used to. This will deepen you, take you deeper into awareness, deeper within yourself, probably places you haven't been in a while or you're uncomfortable with. You may be revisiting some areas that you thought were okay, but maybe places you don't ever want to revisit again because you're so glad it's over. Stay in that observation mode when you go there. This energy doesn't pull any punches. It's not going to hold back. It's going to take you to those places you need to go to for major healing in a deep way. So there we go. That's part of it. And we're going to keep going. We are going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to still keep diving into this energy and what the angels are suggesting that we do with this energy. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and we will be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to the hit show, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silvergaia.com.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
And welcome back to the show. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about that fiery Sagittarius full moon coming tomorrow and angel guidance for that. Now, Michael said you don't want to turn away from this because it's power and love, very transmuting love. Some people would know it as like the purple violet flame, or if you think of fire, if you look at the elements and energy, fire consumes and purifies, and the energy of it. I'm not saying go set everything on fire, guys. I always have to put that disclosure in because there's people that are literal with that, okay? We're talking about the energy. Now, fire energy transmutes and purifies, just like if you were to use water. I mean, there's different elements that you could use. This energy motivates. It pushes you deeper. Now, the Sagittarius energy, like I said, it's expansive. It's wise. It goes deep. It takes you deeper. And it will amplify thoughts and feelings to bring them to the surface. So, yeah, I know. It will bring it to the surface so it can be transmuted for healing. Those things, those feelings, those thoughts, those procrastinations, because we know we should be doing something, but we keep hesitating. We're afraid we might not do it right. There's that perfectionism one again. So watch out for that. I know that one well. I know. So think about that, okay? We're diving in deeper. So it'll be the deep end of the pool. It'll feel that way a little bit. You might feel overwhelmed by it some. Take a deep breath and take the love in. Don't turn away. Remember what Michael is saying. Remember what Archangel Michael says. Don't turn away from this. You want to get on this one. You want to, and I called it the train, and I loved it. We had an email come in, and she called, because I was talking about the love. Don't turn away from the love. And I said, you want to jump on this train? And she went, love train. I went, oh, that's dating me, isn't it? Does anybody remember that from way back? And I thought, oh, my goodness. So, yes, it's love energy coming in on the fiery motivation to take you further deeper, bring up what needs to be healed, and then transmute it, purify it, clarify it, so your frequency rises. There's a huge relief in when we finally go, okay, all right, let me just do it. Let me go for it. And when you finally do, you feel really good about yourself that you finally dove in. This one's going to feel like that. You are looking for the stuff that you want to do, you think about all the time, and there's something that always gets in the way. There's something that always distracts you. What, you know, we got to get rid of the distractions sometimes, guys. We have to say no sometimes. We have to say no. We have to do those things that are so important to us that bring our joy in. We talked about that quite a bit last week, but that's very important with this energy. We really are officially into the second half, like moving into the second half of this year. And so it really brought it in quite a bit with momentum that was very strong when we got into this energy. It was just strong. It's like there's no turning back. You don't want to turn back. You don't want to. You want to keep going forward with this. The more that I go forward, even when I feel a slight hesitation, and then I go, wait, take a deep breath. It's okay, go. Like, find a way to flow and be flexible with the energy. Remember, Saturn is a stern teacher. Strict, will be tough, won't let you falter, will make you do your exercises and your homework. Think of it that way. And, you know, we talk about Raziel, Archangel Raziel sometimes, about how he is about bringing the miracles and manifesting in. He would be good to ask, but he won't let up either. He's very similar to the Saturn energy because he will make you do your homework. He will make you practice. That's how I have always experienced him. Michael's like, don't be afraid of this energy. It will feel intense. You will feel like, whoa, this is a lot. It's a little fast. Take a deep breath and go for it. You know, this is where you're going to be your own hero. We've talked about that before. Now, I want to go into some of the questions. Let's see. I had, hang on a minute. Let me find it. Oh, I had a couple of questions. Let me go into those. Well, first of all, we have Megan. Megan wrote in, and she's the one that wrote in about Love Train. So let me do that since I brought it up. She's like, thank you for the description of upcoming energies. And she's referring to the newsletter I send out every Wednesday. She said, I definitely am ready for a healing love train to come through my life. So thank you for that. That was great. I love when I saw that. I've been working on a project that I feel divinely called to do, and I'm praying that this new moon energy will help me to continue to release any limiting beliefs about my financial and career success. I feel beyond ready to consciously let go of old limitations, except sometimes they just feel like a part of me or like a muscle memory I keep unconsciously using. Very good point she's making there. I know a lot of people can relate to that. Do my angels have any guidance for me? I'm willing to do whatever I need to do because I know they'll have my back. Thank you so much, Dr. Jen. Love and light to you always, Megan. Well, first of all, I'm glad that she wrote that in because that's a good one for a lot of us right now. Yes, finances and, you know, big life decisions seem to be part of the 2017 year of transition. It's just the big changes, relationship, money, finances, you know, just the securities. What is that? What is that? If you look at that as a chakra, the energy, it's our first chakra. Our first chakra has been very busy shifting and realigning to a higher frequency. And when our chakras are aligning to a higher frequency, that means we need to follow. It's going to, you know, the physical you in the old consciousness is the last thing to get on board the train. Okay. So she's wanting this, you know, and she related it to cell memory. Like I just keep falling back into that. What this energy is doing for you, Megan, or anybody else going through something like this. I asked Michael about this one as well. And he said, absolutely. He said, you have to go there. And what are you going to do regardless of whether it made money or not? And then what are you going to do if it did fail? Is that going to be the end? It's almost like you have to just be okay and not be afraid of whatever happens, happens. Then what I have found, and I've actually been through this, I'm going to put that down for a second. I have actually been through that a few times myself, experience-wise with, you know, whether it's finance, relation, whatever it is. And as soon as I just was like, you know what, I'm so afraid it won't work, that I spiritually and in my soul went to a place, you know what, I'm just going to do this. And what's the worst that can happen? It won't work. And as soon as I did that, it works. It's like the opposite. And I'm sharing that experience. I've applied that several times with big things that have happened in my own personal life, whether it's finances, job, or anything. And I was like, oh, I don't know. That just seems like such a crazy thing that, oh, if I don't just keep up with this jumping through the hoops and keep on this crazy, you know, wheel of trying to keep things going the way they are, what if it falls apart? That's where you actually want to go. Go face to face with that and walk through that fire. That's the fear right there. You're like, what? Just, you know, but you literally have to go to this place and you go, that's the pinpoint right there. That's the energy that holds me back. I'm so afraid because it might not work. And you have to like go there, walk right through that. Well, if you don't work, you don't work. I'm doing this anyway because I love it. That's what you want to do. You know what? What do you got to lose? What? That it won't work? That it will, you'll be in the same place you are right now, right? I'm telling you, this is what shifts things in a big way because you're using passion, your energy, your love. You're telling the universe, this is what I want. This is what I want. And yes, you can do it responsibly. You can have, you know, you can have a plan, but don't hold back because that might not work. Don't hold back because it might not. You want to do it anyway. You know, I'm constantly pushing and driving here. And you would be surprised. I probably have things fail more than I do have success where I'm trying to do something new with technology or I'm trying to discover something new creatively. That's where you want to go, guys. You want to go to that place that, you know, that that wherever you feel like, okay, well, maybe I better wait till I know more. Well, go ahead and do your homework to know more, but do something to go forward. Right now, this energy puts the fire and motivation under you to do it, to go for it, to jump, to make it happen. And that's what you want to take advantage of right now because the energy is there to support it. It will take you face to face with what you're most afraid of, that's what you don't want to avoid. Don't avoid going to that place like that you know, you're so afraid that might happen. You know what I mean? I'm trying to find a better way to explain it, but that is really the key. So it's like, just do it. Just fall. It's like a surrender to it. I think it's been described that way before. Sometimes, you know, I've heard things described as, oh, just surrender to it. And it just would go right over my head before. I'm like, surrender. So I'm kind of a strong personality, if you haven't noticed. And surrender, you know, that always made me feel like I was giving my power away. So I didn't really respond to that wording. And you may find defensiveness in that too. So I'm trying to share with you, actually, it's not being afraid that the worst thing can happen and going for it anyway. That's for you to decide when you're ready to do that. I can't make, you know, I'm not trying to tell everybody to be irresponsible financially, but don't be afraid to make some decisions and don't be afraid to put some effort into things that you really want to do. You can still have that job going that pays for the job you really want to do. That's logically making sense. But if you're only doing that and this keeps getting put on the back burner, now you're on that hamster wheel that just doesn't go anywhere. You're going in circles. So you want it to make something move forward. You want it to actually happen. Now, some of the biggest fears are finances or, oh, you know, whatever it might be. Oh, no, you know, I'm going to lose the house. I'm going to have to file bankruptcy. Whatever it is, whatever that fear is, oh, no, if I do what's right for me, that relationship's going to go away. That's another big one that's happening right now. We're going to lose friends or we're going to lose family members or we're going to lose relationships in a big way. Yeah, that's true. You may. I'm not going to say you're not. Mine have shifted so much. The more I become true to myself, the more they change. And I found that, wow, okay, that is really, you know, when it first started happening, I go, oh, I'm not going to have anybody. I'm going to be by myself. I had to go to that place where I'm not afraid to be by myself. The opposite happens. Now you attract in more of the people that align with you, that make more sense for your life. So here it is. I got to take a quick break, guys. I know I got going, but I had to make that point. We're going to take that short break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back.
Plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And we are back for the last segment, so I'm going to go really quick here. Now, I had one more email that I wanted to read, and this comes from Beth, and she writes, I have met a wonderful man who is all I've dreamed of. Well, good for you, girl. I feel our relationship has a strong divine guidance, and I'm asking the angels to give me more clarity if this is the man that I should be with. We have discussed moving in together. My gut says yes, but sometimes I lack the confidence to trust my gut. My heart has completely opened for this man, and I want to know if this is the right path to follow. Thank you, and God bless. Thank you, Beth. Okay. All right, here's the thing. She's strongly feeling it. You've completely opened your heart. That's all sounding like your higher self is aligning with this and going with it. Now, what are you afraid of? Are you afraid it's a mistake? It kind of is the same thing as what we were talking about before. Here's the thing. Is really any relationship a mistake? Because we learn from all of them, whether they make it and last forever or not. I mean, nothing really does last forever. Some of the relationships are journeys that we have in our life for a period of time, and some are not. This is where you are right now, Beth. I don't feel anything negative here at all. This sounds like you have been working with this. You haven't rushed into this at all. At the same time, if you're afraid you're going to get together and it's not going to be perfect, that's going to be a block for whether it's this person or any person. The angels are not going to tell you because of your free will, but you are telling me you have strong divine guidance. You are really feeling this. So I'm asking about it for you. I am not getting any red flags at all. I'm not seeing or feeling anything negative in this energy, except that if your heart is opening, it's not even a red flag, but what I am feeling is what I meant. If your heart is opening to this relationship, then this is probably something in your journey where the two of you will share this journey for however long it's supposed to go. That I don't see. I don't see whether it's really long or short. It's indifferent. It doesn't matter. Because in some relationships, we are learning from each other too. We're learning to respect one another in our differences and the things that we do have in common. And we appreciate that we have someone to share life with. So I'm very happy for you, Beth. And I would say, go with what you're feeling consistently. Michael's reminding me to tell you the consistent answer that doesn't change is the clarification you're looking for. So if it's the same answer that keeps coming up, there it is. That would be the yes, I would imagine. So that's for that one. And it seems very, very positive for you. So I'm very happy for you. And to wrap up with this energy for the Sagittarius moon, guys, it will take you deeper. It will have you go to places that might feel uncomfortable. It will push you and motivate you like fire under your behind. And you're like, if you just sit there, you're going to be absolutely miserable if you don't get up and move and do something. That's really the biggest key thing that I'm seeing in this energy. And for some of us, we just, you know, oh, you know, we want everything where we can see what it's going to do before we make a move. This energy is not about that so much. It's about go for it, believe in it, and believe that you can try something new, whether it works or not. It's not the end of the world. You've just learned and experienced something that you never did before. And life is about experiencing, living this life, living in our joy. And if there's something you've always wanted to try or do, why are you waiting? This energy, if you go there, we can manifest very quickly with this energy. Remember, it will ask of you to be a participant, okay? If you feel lackadaisical or you're avoiding, you'll probably feel or a little pessimistic with this energy. If you're really ready to get going, you're going to see the optimism in it. If you find that you're on the pessimistic side, ask the angels, can you show me the optimistic side? Can you give me something so I can get excited? But you know what? Sometimes we just have to go dive in, and then it just starts unfolding. I've had somebody, and I think I've shared this before, but it's a very important message for right now, and I want to bring it up. I had someone to ask me, I don't know how to forgive. They had a really hard time forgiving and letting go. And they said, I don't feel it to let go. And I said, well, you know what? Sometimes you have to do the forgiving and then you feel it. And they're like, oh, I can't feel it. This is really the theme that I'm seeing with a lot of this and the questions that came through with the emails. And what I'm seeing in this energy is you need to trust. It's forcing you to trust that deeper part of you that you're not used to trusting. And it will have you go doing something before you completely feel like, oh, okay, got this. You know, it'll feel a little weird at first. But this energy is ripe for that. It is a love, divine energy that you might not be used to having. That much love, unconditional love for yourself. Unconditional love for yourself is trusting your gut instinct. Trusting that what you're picking up is right for you. And then not berating yourself if you go ahead and go for it and try it. And then you find out later, well, I tried it. It didn't work out the way I wanted. You're not experiencing life if you never try something because you're afraid you won't like it or it won't work. This energy is very, very different. It's about getting out there and going for it. And this is the time to have something you've really been wanting to do. The angels are going to support you in a huge way. And not just the angels, the universe, your higher self, the true you is what the angels support. And just a reminder, we don't worship the angels. The angels are part of the divine that are here to support us, guide us, and be of assistance to us. But they don't tell us what to do, okay? And they're here to support you to live in your joy. So whatever that is, there you go. I hope that you have enjoyed this. I hope you will dive into this a little bit and do your own meditation with this full moon and make the most of your dreams in this moment, because now's the time to jump on this incredible ride that this year is bringing into our lives. Thank you guys so much for listening. We are out of time, and we will see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.